One of the things that puts a lot of stress on people that we really don't think much about is that often we have unrealistic expectations. And so we set up the stress sometimes thinking that we have to do everything, or we have to somehow be something that we're not, or, you know, we have to tackle every relationship problem all at once in our families. And so part of it might be doing some simple things like looking at your expectations, changing those expectations so that they're more realistic, and then begin to say no to a few things. So if you are in this holiday season, you're already feeling burned out, I would say it's okay to say, you know what? I'm not going to send out Christmas cards this year. It's too much work. I just can't do it. I can't fit it in. Or I'm not going to bake the 4 dozen cookies for the cookie exchange. Or I'm going to say no to the church, even though I can help. I probably need a little bit of a break, and maybe I won't usher this year. Maybe I'll sit in the congregation. So taking some opportunities to set some boundaries on you, to look at how you're eating, how you're sleeping, maybe go out and get some physical exercise, and try to reduce the stress that you can. And then talking to someone is always helpful for people when you're in a very, very serious stressful situation where you might need the support of other people. You know, that's the free one, Bill. Support is one of the things that people can get for free. And it's so tied to people being resilient in times of stress that we all need to take a good look. Who is in my circle of friends that I can call on during difficult times and get some support? And of course, we've got God that we can always call on. He's a help in the times of trouble, the scripture tells us.
If we can find those safe people that we can turn to, they can support us during these times of stress and burnout. I mean, that the scripture talks about bearing one another's burdens. That's a place we need to go, to our small group, to those people close in our circle that we can trust.
Which is why you don't want to wait until you're in the middle of a crisis to develop those supports. So that, to me, is one of the reasons that the body of Christ is so important. And it's so important, you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't need to go to church. I can watch church online, and I can, you know, kind of do it in the privacy of my own home. And I'm thinking, but you're missing this whole body of relationships that you can develop. And then when you do get into a pinch, you know, you've been there for someone else. You've developed a relationship. They know you, and people step in. So we need to do this all through the year and develop those relationships and those support systems, because it is probably the number one thing that you see across the literature for any kind of stressful situation, any kind of health problem, any kind of work situation, relationship problems with people. When there's somebody to talk with, to be there to encourage you, to lift you up, to give you hope through the scripture when you're feeling so down and disillusioned, those people become so important in our lives.